Okay, I'd like to talk about the Gemara on and which will have a lot of relevant nachmanimas l'maisah. So the Gemara there at the two dots towards the bottom has a brisa. Tanya Rabbi Marinus Omer. Rabbi Marinus says Goneach Yonek Cholav B'Shabbos. So Goneach, Rashi explains, talking about someone who's crying out. So Goneach, person who's sick, crying out of a sickness seemingly, so he is allowed to drink milk directly from a cow on Shabbos. The Gemara says, my time, well, why are you allowed to do that? So the answer is, yonek is mefare kalachayad. If you nurse from the cow, you literally drink straight from the cow, so that is mefare kalachayad. Mokum tsar lo gozer abanon. Mefare kalachayad and mokum tsar lo gozer abanon, meaning since it's only the rabbanon of kalachayad, so they didn't have a gezerah in this situation of tsar, where this person was in pain, and his refu, as Rashi explains, is to drink the milk and to have the fresh milk from the cow. Before we get, or in order to understand this Gemara, we really have to go back to milking a cow and see what the issue is there. Because that's the Gemara is assuming this. That's presumably the issue that's at hand, that we need to do kala achriyad. You milk the cow, you're doing it by drinking directly, that's kala achriyad. But what is the issue with milking a cow? So the Gemara and Shabbos raises this issue. The Gemara and Shabbos on that Tzali Heim and Aleph. How about this? Maybe some of you learned this, so you will put out there. How many... we'll start with the Gemara, and then we'll see what you have to say about it. So Tana Rabbanan, Hachole v'hamechabetz v'hamegabin kegrogres v'hamechabetz v'hamarbetz v'ro dechalos dvash shogag v'shabes chayav chantos hezid v'yontif lo garbam d'verbalist. So Lezer holds all these things, including Cholev, is Asur Midaraisa, or Asur Midaraisa, including Cholev is one of these that is Asur Midaraisa. V'chamomr mechadzeh v'chadzeh enu elu mishum shvus. A big machlokas, what Chachamim are referring to, what are they arguing on? Are they arguing on everything in this list, only maybe the last one of Rode Chalos Dvash? So something the Chachamim hold is Midar Abana. Then the Gemara goes on to discuss what is the Chiyah for Cholev. Rav Nachman Bar Gurya Ikul and Arda Bo Minei Cholev Mishum Mayim Mechayev. Why is Cholev Chayev? And the Gemara goes back and forth a few things. At the end, the Gemara says Amrulei, the last line, Cholev Chayev Mishum Mefarik. So the last line, the Gemara says that Cholev is Chayev Mishum Mefarik. Okay, similar to what we saw in our Gemara, Mefarik Lachiyad. Here the Gemara says Mefarik. Matthew, you might have something to say about the sugya, because I know you learned the melachos last year. We'll see. So, we'll throw out there, any suggestions what the potential melacha is on Mefarik? Dust, okay. Dust, anyone else? What? Koter, okay, good. You can get a lot. There are seven different opinions in the Rishonim. Mamachit, good. Anybody else? Nursing? What are you, I mean, milking a cow? So there is dust we mentioned. Well, we'll go through them step by step, but there'll be a lot. So the easiest, on a simple level, it seems to make sense that it's dush. Because what is dush? Dush is when you take a grain, the wheat, Adam not holding in the details of the wheat process, how it comes into flour, but at some point you have this stalk of wheat and you have to put pressure on it and to get the good stuff out. So seemingly, milking a cow is a very similar process, putting pressure on the udder, and the milk comes out. That's on a simple level, that's what it is. As Rashi says there in Shabbos, in the first answer, k'mo mefarik masui, it's like mefarik is a lashon of unloading a burden. Sheporek ocham makom sheneskasebo, that you take away, you unload the food from the place in which it was covered. V'havei toledes dush, and it's a toled of dush. That's what Rashi says. The problem with it being dush. Anybody? Oh, very good. So it's only by Gedulei Karkas. The problem is the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Ayin Hey and Aleph. Tanar Abanan, the next source. Tanar Abanan Hatzad Chilazon V'Hapotzo. If you trap a Chilazon and you squeeze it out, as we know, the blood of the Chilazon is the dye for the Tchelis. So you're squeezing out this dye. Inu Chayev El Achas. You only Chayev one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chayev Shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda says Chayev two. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ptziya B'Chal Disha. So you're chayiv obviously tzad is on the lam test melachas, you're chayiv for trapping, and you're also chayiv for patsia, that is bechlal disha. Similar thing that you're squeezing it out. Ask the Gemara, Amrulo, in Patsia Bechlal Disha. Sorry, Amrulo, the Chacham said back, in Patsia Bechlal Disha. So Amr Rava, my time of the Rabban, so why the Rabban argue and say that Patsia, the squeezing out, is not part of Dush? Because Sabri, in Disha, El Lugadule Karka, they only have Dush on Gadule Karka. When you learn the Malachos, you see that we have this principle in a number of the Malachos. The first Malachos, first bunch of Malachos are Sidur the Pas, and a number of them, we have the Gemara has this cloud that they only apply to Gidule Karka. Seems to be, different discussions in Rishonim. On a simple level, it's based on the Mishkan. We know Mishkan is the source of the Malachos. In the Mishkan, they did all these things with Gidule Karka. They did it with the Samanim, with the dyes, and they had these herbs, and those things grew in the ground. So the Malachos that we have are pattern after what was done in the Mishkan on a simple level. That's why we would say these rules that Ein Disha Ela B'Gidule Karka. So that's what Gemara seems to say. That's the opinion of the Chacham. So what do we do with our Gemara? Why is there Chiyum Midaraisa for Cholev? An animal doesn't grow from the ground. An animal is an animal. So why is that? Why would that be a problem of Cholev? So Tosos on the spot there in Shabbos Daf Tzadi Hey, the first Gemara we mentioned, Tosos deals with it. And Tosos says, Cholev Mishum Dashu, could appear to be Kundrus, and he likes Rashi says, the Asiya Braisa could be Yehuda. Yeah, okay, this is a Braisa, this is the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, and Rebbe Lezer, maybe the Chamim as well, but this Braisa is assuming Kirib Yehuda, the Amar, Yesh Tisha Shaloba Gedila Karka, Kedaprishus Le'el, Parakal Godo. This Braisa is assuming that Yesh Tisha Gedila Karka, so no problem. And in a Chanami, according to how we paskin, we wouldn't hold there's an issue deraisa of acholi, but that is what the braisa is saying. The problem becomes is that you could say this John the Gemara, okay, this is a braisa, and the braisa is entitled to its opinion, assuming yesh tisha shloba gedula karka like Rabbi Yehuda. But what does that mean for us? Would we paskin this way? As I was just saying, on a simple level, you'd say we shouldn't paskin this way. Because l'chora we would want to say that there's an issur d'oraisa. Well, I don't know if we want to say, but the assumption seems to be in the Rishonim that there's an issur d'oraisa. So that's what Tosos deals with on Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis. Tosos and Shabbos over there in the source number 5 quotes Rashi. He says the fire is a cold of the dust, and then Tosos asks the kasha Rabbeinu Tam. Later in Parak Hamatznia, Amar the Cholev Chayim Mishum Mefarik. The Hava told of the Dash, if this holds the Dash, Amar the Kaman Gabi Apot Seyach Ilazon Dilar Abanan Ein Disha Ela B'Gedulei Karka. If it's told of the Dash, we hold Ein Disha Ela B'Gedulei Karka. And he says, okay, so that's what Tosas says, and Tosas has problems, which is going to lead Tosas. The very last line I have quoted here from this Tosas, there's a little bit more, but the last line is. Near the Rabbeinu Tam, you see at the bottom, the Mefarik Chaya Mishum Memachik. The Keshecholev Memachik is Adar Dermachliko. So he says that really must be that the Isser Daraisa on Cholev is something else. And when you milk the cow, milk the cow, so you smoothen out the udder, and that smoothing out of the cow, that's the Chiyuv of the Chiyuv Daraisa Memachik. And that's what the Isser is. And Tosos in other places spells out that Mefarik can mean different things, and there's Mefarik of Dush, and there's also Mefarik that is Mamachik. So that's the opinion of Tosos. We get to the second Shita on the board for what is the Isser of Cholev. Now I glossed over a Halamina that Tosos had, and that is the following. Tosos says, back to where we left off in Tosos, and in the second line, towards the end, so it says, "Ein lomar de dafka chilazon shu dag pati rabbanan de lo havi gedulei karka." He says, "Don't tell me it's a fish. A fish is not gedulei karka. A fish is swimming around in the ocean. That has nothing to do with the ground." Aval becholev, when you're milking a cow, mechayve, you should be chayve de behema chashiv gedulei karka. You should consider behema gedulei karka. To the muchach of the resh, kol ma'ar b'chol ma'arvin, the gemara in Erevin. Over there assumes that behema is treated as gedulei karka. For dinim of maisros, I forgot now exactly the details of that gemara, but I think dinim of maisros sheni, where you could be podef maisros sheni. So in that context, the gemara talks about a behema, and the gemara considers a behema gedulei karka. So maybe behema is gedulei karka. So we should say then that you are chayav midaraisa according to everyone. What's the problem with Rashi Shita? Anyone have the answer? Ah, so everything is about context. So in depending on what you're comparing to, so then you might consider Gedulah Karka, you might not consider Gedulah Karka. Exactly like Danny's saying. So the, he says, Tosa continues, we learn from the Mishkan, the Samanim, they were done with Gedulah Karka. If it has to be similar to the herbs that grew for the that they're used for the spice for the dyes, so if we're comparing to that, animal and animal has nothing to do with that. Those things actually grow on the ground. An animal doesn't grow on the ground. Yes, it might have features. I don't know if Tosis speaks this out over here, but others speak out that it has features that it gets nourished from the ground. Right, so an animal does get nourished from the ground. So in that sense, you can say there's some outgrowth of the ground. However, Tosa says, you can't say it in this context because we need to be comparing to Gedulah Karka, and he brings the Raya from Bava Metzia, where we also, when we're in context of comparing to things that go on the ground, an animal and milking a cow does not come in the context of things that are Gedulah Karka. So that's Tosos writes off this this Shita. However, the Rambam does appear to hold this way. Because if you look at source number 6, the Rambam says, Hadosh ke grogeres chayev. If you do dust ke grogeres, that's a shir yachayev. The ain't dishal begidulah karka. He holds like the chamim, the ain't dishal begidulah karka. And then he says the next breath, the hamafarik harei who told us hadash, I don't know what that bar ilan, I'm not sure what it is there. But hey, hacholev, so hey machayim is hamafarik. So he says mafarik is a told of the dash, and cholev is your chayev for dash. So what happened to this? So the Magen Mishnah says, yeah, shot is, the Rambam holds it is, we do treat it as the karka, and don't worry about Tosfos as Zichui. We're not so exact on our comparisons when we learn Mishkan. That's a big issue whenever you learn. When you learn Masechah Shabbos, one of the things that's very difficult of learning Masechah Shabbos is you take each Melacha and you're trying to compare it to the Mishkan and see is it like the Mishkan, is it not like the Mishkan? And it really is sometimes very difficult to know. There's some Melachas that are harder than others, but I remember when we were learning Masechah Shabbos last year, so sometimes like throw your hands up, you have no idea how to draw the line of what's exactly like Mishkan, because obviously we're extending, but we have to still find clearly in the Gemara and the Rishonim, we need to be true to our sources from the Mishkan. So that's always a struggle when you learn the Melachos. So here's a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosos, how exact do we have to be in our comparison to the Gedulah Karka of the Mishkan. There are other explanations of the Rambam. Anyone want to suggest another explanation for the Rambam? Why would it be that, let's assume not like I just said, the Rambam really holds Ein Dishal B'Gedulah Karka, and animal is not Gedulah Karka. And even so, even though an animal is not Gedulah Karka, we still would say you're chayev for milking it on Shabbos. As a told of the dust. So what? Oh, I wasn't told us, so what? Right, so generally the told also. Oh, good, very good. I like the diet. The Ramban says something along those lines. One of the Pirush HaKamun in Mitzrayim brings from the Rambam, Rambam's son, who explained the Rambam this way, explained his father this way. They helped him as Machag between Ovis and Tolda. And that, I don't remember if he speaks it out, but if you look at the Ramban in the next source, the Ramban says, V'yesh lomar, in the second line, he asks the same question everyone's dealing with, V'yesh lomar, disha pe'atzmo shal pri, leisa el b'gedulah karka. If you do actual disha, that actual process of extracting the fruit, what's, you know, inside an outer shell, so that is only b'gedulah karka. Aval lahotzi mimenu peros michunosim, utmunim mesoch kis, but to take out, when you have a situation of peros michunosim, I mean, if you're breaking up a pre itself, which is the av, presumably, so that you don't have it's only going to be the karka. But if you have a little bit of a different scenario where you have peros that just happen to be wrapped up in something else, utmunim mesoch kis shalhen, kegon cholev, Dumya the Dishas Gedule Karka he. The Esher the Bechlal Gedule Karka Behema. Well, sorry, that's the next answer. So Dumya the Dishas Gedule Karka he. So what the Ramban seems to be saying is that you can have an action that is so similar to the Av that maybe we'll call it a Tolda because it's not quite the same parameters as the Av, but an action that's so similar that it will not require all of the requirements of the Av. So again, the Av Malacha of Disha is Gedula Karka. The Av is very specific. When I go to an Av Malacha, it's very specific. Machlus Rishonim exactly, if you know from the first Sugya, most people learn the first Sugya about Malachas of Zoreya. So Zoreya, there's a big discussion of how many Avos and Tolos. The big Shitas in Rishonim, is there one Av? Can you have two, four, five different Shitas about how broad is the definition of Avos? But even as, let's assume a little more narrow version at this point, but even if you go a little broader, at a certain point it gets cut off. You can't, not everything that's similar is an Avos, is the Av Malacha. However, we know that there are Todos in the Malachas of Shabbos. Each of the Malachas have many Todos that are not always exactly the same thing as the Av. So the Ramban is saying, to be a Toda, you just need to have certain similarities to the Av, but you don't need to have every single similarity be the same. So it's true, the Av Malacha has to be Gedulei Karka, but once we're in Todos, so as long as it's very similar in the action that's being done, you're extracting something from inside something else. So in Mamela, that could be a Tolda as well, even if it doesn't have that characteristic of being Gedula Karka. So the Ramban suggests another Mahalach. He doesn't actually quote the Rambam here, if I'm not mistaken, but L'chora, that would be another explanation, might be what the, like I said before, the Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam is alluding to in the opinion of the Rambam. So far we have two malachos. The other malachos that are, so we said dash, we said mamachik. The other malachos that are suggested, someone said something else? Who had another suggestion? Oh, kotzer, right. So if you go back to Rashi, Danny said kotzer, go back to Rashi in source number two. The istamri tolda the kotzer. Some say it's a tolda the kotzer. Okay, Rashi rejects it, but maybe that's another opinion that when you cut off the milk, you take the milk out of its source, so that's like kotzer, and you take the fruit out of its source of where it's growing. Other suggestions that are made, yes? But that wouldn't be a malacha. No, it could be a dindrabanan, but we're talking about malacha. An interesting question though, is it mukta if it comes out? Right, interesting. I don't remember a discussion like that. I think we generally assume it's not muksa, but it could be every situation we're allowed to milk. There are other reasons. I'm not sure. Interesting. Other suggestions, somebody showed in the Shidim who lets us quote a shita that gozes is the chiyah for cholev. Some Rishonim say it's borer. So if one shita quoted in the Rishonim, we're getting up to five now. What else? Oh, the what?
The opposite of
borer. Why is the opposite of borer? Oh, right, so L'chor is the opposite of Borer. Yeah, so I don't know how we're going to figure that out. That's a good question. The Uraim says it's Tochein. Uraim says it's Tochein. No, I think we'll leave it at that. It's six opinions. Yeah, so the Uraim says Tochein. The Ramban takes another approach, kind of maybe a little bit easy way out. If you turn, so the Ramban first quoted this possibility of saying, why could you do it? Why would be a problem even though it's not going to do the karka? But in the Ramban, a little bit later, on the top of the second page, Inami Rabbi Yezer hu desavar hachi. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yezer that holds that cholev is daraisa. Aval Rabbanon de patri, but the Rabbanon who holds its pater, and he's assuming right here that the Rabbanon of that, it's a discussion in the Rishonim. The Rif says explicitly that the Chachamim only argue on the last case of the breaks that we saw earlier, but the Ramban assumes that the Chachamim argue and the Rashba also, the Chachamim argue on everything, and he said the Rabbanan pater kasavri ain't disha l'begidulei karka the Rabbanan akulu pligi the Rabbanan argue on everything d'ilo lamalei l'misnaye hacha. If not, it doesn't make sense in the context of the Gemara, okay, but the point is the Chachamim argue because ain't disha l'begidulei karka. So that's the Ramban's maskana halacha l'mais of the Ramban would say ain't disha l'begidulei karka, and therefore milking a cow is only asur midrabbanan. So it comes out a big machlokes Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim hold that milking a cow is an issur midaraisa, but there's a minority opinion, not a small minority. There's a Rashba also, and there are some other Rishonim as well that hold that milking a cow is only an issur midrabbanan. This obviously, if you have a farm, is a big issue, and in Eretz Yisrael they deal with this issue in terms of what to do. Anyone who knows anything about farming, so you have to milk cows on a consistent basis. You can't let the cow milk go. The cow go. Yes, Joel, you're smiling. You can confirm this. You see the machine. They have machines. But the days before they had machines, so the Rishonim had this problem also. So they used to have milk by the goy, and there was discussion how exactly to do it to pay the goy off. And then there was an issue. The issue became when they came to Israel. So they at a certain point, the relations with the Arabs got bad. So they didn't want to have that. They didn't want to have the Arabs do it anymore. So the Chazanish dealt with it, and they came up with Eitzos. And now they do it with machinery, so they really can avoid all the issues. The question: are you allowed to benefit from? Are you allowed to use the milk? It's another discussion. But more relevant for us than milking cows is that this is very relevant for nursing women, because presumably the same principles are at play here. A woman is definitely not more gedula karka than an animal. I guess you say an animal is gedula karka. Some of people are gedula karka as well. We also get our nourishment from the ground. So those we have the same issues, and the bottom line is the posuk assumes it would be the same issues for a woman who's nursing. There's a big discussion how the chlal when she nurses a baby, but pashas is that that's different. That's not, you're not doing a malacha. The baby's just eating. The baby's not doing anything. But the question becomes: sometimes women have to express milk if there's extra milk. And the Gemara already deals with this. The Gemara in source 8, Zitana Rabbanan. Ben Shiva Michalin Olav is a Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos is from Hay. So a 7-month-old baby. In the times of the Gemara, if you had a baby that was born in the 7th month, it was considered a viable baby. A baby born in the 9th month is a viable baby. A baby born in the 8th month was considered a nefil. So he says Ben Shiva Michalin Olav is a Shabbos. Ben Shmona Ein Michalin Olav is a Shabbos. Tosfos already points out that times have changed. We don't do this anymore. But this is the din of the Gemara. Savik Ben Shiva Savik Ben Shmona Ein Michalin Olav is a Shabbos. If the Savik, you're also not Michal Shabbos. Ben Shmona Hariyaku Evan, and an 8-month-old baby is like a stone. The also a taltalo, you're not allowed to move it because it's muksa. Aval imo shoche umeni kasa mipnei hasakana. But a mother can bend over and nurse the baby because of sakana. Meaning it would be, we should say sakana here is lav davka, but it would be the issue if she has too much milk building up, so she needs to express the milk somehow, so she's allowed to bend over and nurse this baby, even though it's mux and you can't do anything with it. So the Tosfos, the Rishonim here raise the issue that, well, let's look at Tosfos. So Tosfos in source number 9. Tosfos says, Sakanas chalok sheish habe v'dadin, if there's a lot of milk, v'lo kashin and shema tetal talo, so we're not worried. We're not worried that she's going to move the baby. Why do we have to say mipnei hasakana? It's not only mipnei hasakana. It's only tsar mutter. It will be permitted, and not only will it be permitted to go to the baby. This is what's most relevant for us, even for her to milk her, to milk herself, to express the milk. To take out the milk. Okay, so that would be permitted. So everyone should jump up and say, how could you do that? That's the answer daraisa. So he's assuming it's not even a sakana situation. Sakana, we understand the answer daraisa is going to be allowed. But how are we going to do it here? So Tosfos says, Tosfos doesn't ask the question. Tosfos, in talking, you see how he would address the question. It was presented to him. He just assumes it's a malacha shein tzrich legufa, because what's a malacha tzrich legufa? Malacha tzrich legufa means the malacha has to be done for the proper intent, for the positive intent. What's the tachlis, the proper tachlis for nursing, for dash, is when you extract the food and you use it. Here you're extracting the fruit, the milk, not to use it, but just to save yourself the time. So that's a malacha shein tzrich legufa. So there's the chamir isurim tvei miser toto. Okay, it's more machmir. But near the shari, need to have a map is morsa the sharina mishum tsara. So map is morsa. It's more Shabbos, and the more Shabbos. You're allowed to pop a boil, make a hole in a boil to get out the pus on Shabbos. That's the Gemara explains the malach hashem tzricha legufa. because you're not making the opening in the skin in order to have it, an opening, you're just making an opening to get something out. That's not a malacha tzrich legufa of Asiyas Pesach. And we find the Gemara says, "B'makom tzar, we allow this malacha shein tzrich legufa." Stos says the same thing is true here as well. A woman is allowed to express milk, not for the purpose of using it, but for just to let it go, because a malacha shein tzrich legufa, b'makom tzar is mutter. That's the opinion of Tosos. But there is another shita in the Rishonim, and that is quoted. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it to Sefer HaTruma, and others say it in the sugyas of other shita related issues. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in source 10, where the Mishnah Berurah quotes this halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down she's allowed to use her hand. He says like Tosos, al haaretz de ein zek derech mifarek kevan sheholech leibud. So this is the first thing the Mishnah Berurah quotes. That it's not derech mefarik, came into holich liibud, and it's clear from the Rishonim here. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't just mean kalachar yad. Mishnah Berurah means this is not mefarik at all, and it goes liibud. There's a kula of holich liibud. The Rishonim have it by schita, by squeezing out like drinks, and the Rishonim have it by cholev as well. Just one of the Chazon Ish proposed this as a kula for milking cows. If it goes le'ibud, if it goes straight onto the ground, that's sloka derech mefarik means it's not even similar to malach of dash, right? It's one thing if you extract the liquid into a cup and you say, I'm not going to use it. Okay, that's a malach of shein tzrich legufa. But to go straight to the ground, where it goes straight to waste, that's not at all the malach. And the Mishnah Berurah, then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, oh, dehavi malach of shein tzrich legufa, the pakar of mishum tzara lo gazer from mabes mursa. Anyone? So this is the kula halacha l'maisa. This happens sometimes. Women, if the baby's not nursing or if she just stomach has a lot of milk, then she needs to express the extra milk, so she's allowed to do it in this way. Yes, Matthew.
According to that, it would be also to save it up.
According to either way, it's also to save it up. Even mochshen to gufa, because if you save it up, that's trich legufa. So there is some kind of mesorah from the Chazon Ish that it's healthier for so much more healthy for babies to have breast milk that. Mother even say the milk. But Soloski was not comfortable with this kula, because Rabbi Neuberg also in a different context was not comfortable with this idea, because there are many children who many women who don't nurse. They give their babies formula. Baruch Hashem, today we have that option for formula, and babies do just fine. And it's true, the doctors say there are health benefits of nursing, but That's hard to imagine. So Soloski was not comfortable with that kula. But still, so Pasha says you can't save the milk. But the Ma'nafkamina, whether it's Le'ibud or Malach Hashem Tzrich Legufa. Huh? What's the Nafkamina of these two? There's a Nafkamina between these two reasons. You say the Heter is because of Malach Hashem Tzrich Legufa, or the Heter is because it is Polech Le'ibud. So I think it's the Chazon Ish, yeah? I think it's the Chazon Ish says it somewhere, that when we use this heter of holich le'ibud, that means you have to go directly to the ibud. The holich le'ibud doesn't mean you take it into a cup and you dump it on the ground. It has to go direct, because the point is, that's not the tzur of the malacha at all. The malacha doesn't, when you extract the liquid and it goes to waste, that's not at all the malacha. So that's the Chazon Ish right. But for Malach Hashem Tzrich Legufa, that's telling your kavana. So if your kavana is not to use it, it doesn't matter if you gather it first in a cup and then you pour it out. At the end of the day, if your kavana is not to use it, it's a Malach Hashem Tzrich Legufa. That's a big nafkamina, and it comes up the maisa in some of these contraptions when women are pumping milk out, so you can't let it, if you want to be machmir for the shita, you can't let it collect in the bottle. You'd have to make it go straight to, you know, to waste. The way the poskim say to do it, I think, or whatever, the Rabbanim give the tzach say to do it, is if you put soap in the bottles, it would go to ibud, because that's the equivalent of going to the ground. It's going straight to waste. So if you have soap in the bottle, no one's going to drink that milk. It's possible to drink that milk. So that might be the equivalent of holich le'ibud. That's an afkamina between these two reasons, whether it has to go directly to ibud. Okay. So now that we have a little bit of background on the cholev issue, we have to come back to address our Gemara here in Ksubis. So what did the Gemara tell us? Again, the Gemara tells us you have a child, not necessarily a child, a person who's bitzar, and the refuah for this person is to have fresh milk from a cow. So you say, what do? You drink directly from the cow. That's what you have to do here, because that's the only option. Mefari kol achar ya. So the question Tosos deals with is, what do you need kol achar ya? If you look at Tosos here on the page, I only have the answer, but really, if you look on the page, you see the question, which is very important, Lamaisa. Tosos says, Dibur Masl Mefari, V'im Tomar, ask Tosos, Afilu lo havi kol achar yad, even if it wasn't done kol achar yad, nami it should be mutter. Daha ein disha el gedule karka. This is only an isidra banan, and we have makom tzar, it should be mutter. Anybody excited by that opinion? Bothered by that opinion? So that's Tosas Kasha. Tosas Kasha is, if you don't need it to be kol achar yad, since ein disha el gedule karka, we're not dealing with an isidra raisa, and since it's makom tzar, it's mutter. This is a big chiddush from Tosas. Tosas holds that we lift isurim derabanan b'malkom tzar, b'malkom chol. Let's call it a chol shein bo sakana. This is Tosas. It seems to be Tosas shita here that b'malkom chol we lift isurim derabanan. Now this may be the opinion of the Rambam. It does get quoted in Shulchan Aruch as one opinion, which we'll see in a minute. But we do not pass in this way. Most of the Rishonim don't say this. However, this is very interesting. Mar malkom the shita of the Tosas seems to be. Then this derabanan would be lifted b'makom tzar. So Tosos then goes on to deal with the sugya a little bit. He gets into the back and forth about Mefarik, and at the end, if you want to look at the last line of Tosos, or you want to look at the Makoro sheet, either way is good. In source number 11, Tosos says, Yesh lomar, the itzrich taima de hacha de Mefarik kala achayad, who? The Gemara needs to give the reason that Mefarik is kala achayad, mishum de Rabbi Yehuda gesavar, the yesh disha shalobi gedele karka, de mechayev posech loza nami mishum dosh. Tosos says, yeah, you're right, we don't need kol achayad, only for Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds it, there are isa here, so you need to make it derabanan with kol achayad, and that's why it would be, that's why the Gemara says what it says, but for us, really, we don't need that. Okay, that's the opinion of Tosos. We're not going to be so excited about that opinion, because we do not generally allow isurim derabanan. So, the premise of Tosos Kasha is a little bit difficult, but be that as it may, that's how Tosos deals with our Gemara, that really it's unnecessary to say it's kol achar yad. That's one approach. The other approach is also a little difficult, because the Gemara says halacha kerbim reinus. So what do you mean halacha? It's the whole thing is unnecessary. So why would we say halacha kerbim reinus? So if you look at Tosos and Shabbos in source number 12, Tosos says, near the perish akundris, according to Rashi, we quoted earlier, that Rashi holds that Mefarik is Mishum Dosh, and Tosos' opinion is that it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda that would be Chayav. So Tosos says, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we see, so according to Rashi, comes out, this Gemara is telling us Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar, Perak Afal Pi, Amar Rabbi Mreinus, Goneach Yonik, Cholav, B'Shabbos, my time, I'm Mefarik Halacha Yanhu, Uvimokom Tzar, Lo Gozer Rabbanah. Because Rabbi Mreinus is Shito, Pas the Kassam, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Gozer Rabbi Mreinus. And it's saying the Halacha Zer Rabbi Mreinus. And that's what Tosos says. The Gemara seems to be assuming there's an Issa Doraisa. We need Mefarik Halacha Yah to lower it down to Drabanan. And that's why it's Mutter. So that's how Tosos sizes up the Sugya. However, not everyone holds that Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We already saw the Rambam passing not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam passing Ein Disha El Rabbi Yehuda Karka. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do with our Gemara? So for the Rambam himself, it's not such a problem, because the Rambam, as I said, could be holds like that sheet of Tosos. So it could be the Rambam would write off our Gemara and say, yeah, our Gemara was just adding for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but in Echanami, we don't really need Kol Achar Yad, just one Derabanan would be fine. And also we read that he gave the Seitza, but not necessarily that it was necessary. So the third approach to our Gemara is the opinion of the Ritva, also the Ramban, and others. That's in source 13, and that's the Ramban says, "Ikra perish, mishum dehavale shvus derabanan ayde shinoi." The Ramban says, "This is the Ritva, and the Ramban has also the sheet of the Ramban." As we saw, the Ramban is a big proponent of saying that it's only nisa derabanan for cholev. So the Ritva says, "Yeah, that's pshat in the Gemara. It's nisa derabanan done ayde shinoi. Shafilu hayachol biyado mamish." even if you would actually milk the cow, ain't no elam shvus derabanan. It's only nesed derabanan. The mefarik told it dash v'chule v'chule. We go on about ain dishal b'gidulei karka. Skip down one more line to the fourth line. Aval shvus gomer, a regular nesed derabanan shelo b'shinui, a nesed derabanan shelo b'shinui. Like Tosa suggested, nah, lo hitiru b'chole. We don't allow that in the chole. Shelo hitiru el amir legoy shu shvus ein b'maisa. What do we allow for a chole? What do we allow for a chole she'im bo sakana? Chole she'im bo sakana, we allow amir la'akum. Okay, amir la'akum is not such a serious issur. The lesser shouldn't do it on normal situations, but if you have a situation of a chole, we're going to lift that issur midrabanan. And clear from the flow, and we'll also allow an issur derabanan, a regular issur derabanan, done ayidei shinui. That's the opinion of the Ritva. Now, okay, the Ritva answers a different question based on this as well. His whole chiluk that Nisar Derabanan, we can have a combination of a Nisar Derabanan and a Shinoi, so it's going to be Mutter the Makom Chol. So three ways to deal with our Gemara. Again, deal with either our Gemara is passing like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Tosfos Shabbos Ayin Gimel says. Our Gemara says it's passing, you need a Shinoi, only need a Shinoi because it's a Nisar Deraisa. But since we hold this in a, so and if it's assuming this is derech, that's like Rabbi Yehuda. That's one possibility. We're not so happy about that. The Ram doesn't talk in that way. So you could write off our Gemara as saying it's just, yeah, even according to Rabbi Yehuda it would be mutter this way, but according to Chamam and Echanami, it's mutter straight up with a Shinoi. Or the third opinion is the opinion of the Ritva that really Chol is only midrabanan and afal pichay, and we need a Shinoi. Because you need a double, you need a shinoi on this or dravana to be matir bakum chola. How do we paskin about this issue of chola and shulchan aruch? So if you look at source 14, in source 14 we have the shulchan aruch talking about the dinim of a chola. Chola shenafal machmas cholio lemishka. The chola who's nafal lemishka, who's into bed, can't really function. The imbus, but he doesn't have sakana. So that's a second category. He has some kind of pain and his whole body hurts because of it. Even though he's walking around, doesn't literally have to be in bed. And the Shmir Shabbos in his section about chola has a whole like seven criteria for what would make a person a chola she'im bo sakana. Basically, a person who can't function properly is a chola she'im bo sakana. And we have certain kulos for a chola she'im bo sakana. We're about to see chola she'im bo sakana. Obviously, do whatever is necessary. If you have less than that, we're not going to be pretty much not going to be nekel. But for a chol shem, it's going to be have kulos. So the Gemara says. So the Shulchan Aruch continues. What's that? Yudav? I always get confused with the numbers here. Oh, so Omrim Leino Yehudi. So the first thing you should do is Omrim Leino Yehudi Lasos L'Refua. Tell the guy to do something for him. Avol Ein Mechalan Lavas Shabbos Beser Daraisa. Afilu Yeshbos Takanas Eiver. You can't violate Beser Daraisa even if he has Takanas Eiver. Even if he has one Eber that's in danger of totally losing function, assuming that doesn't put his whole body into danger, his life into danger. So the first thing to do is to ask his guy. Then the underlying part, Ulechala love Yisrael, Bisr Darabanan be a daim. What about a Yisrael doing this Darabanan? So we're going to have four opinions here. Yesh matir afilim bo sakana sever. So some allow, even if there's no sakana sever, that's the opinion of the Rambam we saw in Tosfos and Ksuvos. The Yesh omrim she'im. Yesh bo sakanas eiver osin v'mein bo sakanas eiver ein osin. Then some are distinguished between if you have sakanas eiver not sakanas eiver. But the next opinion, which is how we paskin, most important, most relevant for us, yesh omrim shem ein bo sakanas eiver osin b'shinoi. There's no sakanas eiver. Then you do an isur derabanan b'shinoi. So person the goneach basically seems to be coming out of the gemara. Person is goneach, you know, he's in tzar. We could do an isur derabanan b'shinoi. Meish bo sakanas eiver, fine, and you don't need a shinoi. And then the Shulchan Aruch writes, the near v'divrei hasvara shlishis nearin. So for more opinion, anything, third opinion is the correct opinion. So the basis for this psak, as we saw in the Ritva, is our Gemara and Ksuvos. The problem is that the Ritva was making an assumption. The Ritva was based on the assumption that Cholev is only asur midrabanan. But if we go back to the whole first half of the sugya, most of the Rishonim hold a cholev is daraisa. The Chazon Ish writes, Siman Nun Vav, the Chazon Ish writes that he says this shaila b'cholev, the rest of the rabbani says I can't be machriya. He says there's a big machlokes rishon about this. He's not talking. We're trying to let's see what we have to do. The chazir is saying, can I be makel on this shaila about milking? And he says I can't really be makel. He says, and really he ends in truth. He said, go by the Kvalei Apsaka, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush, they all hold it to Daraisa, and most of the Rishonim hold it to Daraisa, so the Chazanish isn't 100% committed to saying it's Daraisa, but pretty much he says it pretty much should be Daraisa. And where the Chazanish didn't go, other Achronim did go, as you look at the Chayi Adam, Source 15, Cholev Chayev Mishum Mefarik, is Chayev Mishum Mefarik, the Behema Havi Nami Gidulei Karkal Inze, he says like the Rambam, that it's also considered gedulei karka for this. If you milk for the purposes of drinking, you are chayav. So that is what the chayav adam says. So that's the case. We have to go back to the Gemara Ksubis. You don't even have to say the Gemara Ksubis is the source. The Gemara Ksubis says what? That the halacha is like Rabbi Marinus. The halacha is, if you're you need to milk a cow, so what do? You do kila achar yad, and then it'll be mutter. So what comes out from the Gemara? The Gemara is then saying an Isur Doraisa of Cholev is going to be permitted when done Kalachar Yad. That's what the Gemara is saying. Which Tosaf said in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but we can say it in the opinion of the Chachamim, right? Because the Rambam holds that Cholev is Doraisa. So we could say that in the opinion of the Chachamim as well, that for an Isur Doraisa we're going to lift it in Makom Shinui. And in fact, there are Achronim who write this. If you look in Source 16, the Shulchan Aruch Rav puts this all together. He says he's talking about the dinim of a chol aval and ein bos akanas aver el shenafal a mishkav oshem mitzdar kol kach atchecholim imenu. Again, some idea. He's lying in bed or he's so sick he can't. He's his whole body is not feeling well. Ein osin lo davar haasim midrash so for my day Israel. You can't just do a regular seder banan. Ela b'shinui mederach achol. You have to do it mederach shinui. If it's a shino, you can even do a malacha gemura, malacha daraisa, kegon hagoneach shemutol linak b'fiv, which this sick person who's nursing, who's milking the cow with his mouth, which makes it into a shino, makes it only asur midarabanan. So that's the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes. So the Shmir Shabbos writes that. And others say this. There are other Achronim who make this point as well. The Eilei Tal that should be permitted even on Nisr Daraisa to do a Shinoi. And the Shmir Shabbos writes, ideally you should try to avoid this. You should try to ask the guy for top preference is to ask the guy when you have a situation of a cholera like we saw at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. Then if you have to do Nisr Daravanan B'Shinoi, you do Nisr Daravanan B'Shinoi. And he says if you're really stuck, which as Rosalowski pointed out, often the case in these cases you're stuck. If you have to do an Issa Daraisa B'Shinoi as well, there's certainly what to rely on. We have all these Achronim who say the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Ned Leital, Mitzvos HaShulchan, other Achronim as well. And based on the Sugya that we learned, the Pashas HaDvarim is that's the Maskana of the Gemara Ksubis. Our Gemara Ksubis, Paskin Halacha Karbi Marinus, and that means, since we assume that milking a cow is an Issa Daraisa, the Gemara is saying, by doing it an Issa Daraisa B'Shinoi, that is the heter of Malkum Tsar, and the Chor, that should be the din as well. For all Yisroim Daraisa, there's a heter to do the Malkum Shinoi for a Chor. I don't think, we don't find any difference. Like I said, Pikuach Nevis also. Okay. Pikuach Nevis might be different.
Right.
No, you're right. But
so this Gemara isn't coming to tell us that the
It is the Chol Shem HaSakana, but if you look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, and I'm trying to see if the Ritva has this Lashon also. Exactly. But the Shulchan Aruch, if you look at in the Chanami, but I'm not sure why there should be a difference. At the end of the day, the lumbus is the Chazal didn't make their Yisroim Drabanan the Makom Chol. So what difference does it make if the Chol is doing it for himself or you're doing it for the Chol? Either way, you're providing for the Chol. So for the needs of the Chol, these Yisroim Drabanan were not made. That's the Pashas HaDvar.
So you can't physically bring in the cow. You would be able to
hayat. If you can do klach hayat, you can't do gederach.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's with the klach hayat. The klach hayat is you're gonna push it out with the back of hand. Maybe you can. Maybe, I don't know. You have to know what kind of shina. Maybe you can use your forearms to milk the cow. Okay, in a chanami. Probably was easier to just put the guy up there. Also, it's clear and just it was a practical thing. I'm not sure if Rashi mentions it. Rashi doesn't say refuah so chol reis, but some of the Rishonim say it's dafka like warm milk, fresh milk. That's the refuah for this person. That's why they have to put them up against the cow. But maybe an chanami, according to yet, maybe an chanami could do it. Probably you could. You can even do it yourself if you're able to do it. Okay, a thought from the Nesiva Shalom. So he talks about, last time he spoke about how one of the yisodos of emuna is the emuna and hashkacha pratis. And he takes that a step further. He says, when we talk about emuna and hashkacha pratis, it's not just that we believe that Hashem exists and, you know, has Yadu Bakol and Hashem is, you know, making sure everything takes place as it's supposed to take place. No, it's really more than that. Hashem is everything. And that's the Rambam also talks about, that the emuna in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which the Rambam talks about in the Kari Emuna, the second of the Kari Emuna is Yichudo Hashem Yisbarach, which is based on the father of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that Hashem is one. What does it mean Hashem is one? So the Rambam goes a step further than the Nesiva Shalom posits. I'm not sure they're arguing, but the Rambam just takes it a step further. But he says that the emuna is that there is nothing in the world that exists independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All existence, the existence of this chair, the existence of us, the existence of the room, nothing can exist if Hashem doesn't put his ratzon into it. Not only is ratzon into it, but it all is an extension, part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the mashal he gives, and then I'll tell you where the Rambam goes a step further, the mashal he gives, if you look at a finger, so you couldn't say, oh, here's a finger, here's a finger, here's a finger, here's a finger. But if you look at, you know, we have some seichel, we look at, this is a hand, these are the fingers of a bigger body. We don't look at them as individual fingers, they're part of a bigger whole. So, so too, the entire world is part of a bigger whole, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Einu Milvado. There's nothing outside of Hashem. And you look at it with seichel, you see, so I see a table here, but this table is just part of, you know, a piece in the greater being that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's part of our emunah. The Rambam goes a step further. The Rambam basically says this mashal doesn't quite capture. The Rambam says, talks about this part, that the Rambam says, Shinamin shezehu sibas hakol echad, he's the source, the cause for everything. Ve'ein ke'echad hazug, it's not, you can't compare it to like a pear, I guess. Lo ke'echad hamin, or one type of something. Lo ke'ish ha'echad hamurkav shu nechlak la'achadim rabim. You can't compare it to a person made up of different parts. They said you can't do that. Lo echad kmo ha'guf ha'pashur ha'echad b'minyan. He says, why? She'mekad la'chilut la'predel ainso. The difference is that you could break apart a person. You could, Rahman son, a person could lose a finger, and a finger could be separated from the person. Okay, on a basic level, you look at the finger as part of the greater whole. It says, really, it's not quite in the same way that the entire world is part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because you can't cut something off from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that it's part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like an extension of Hashem's body. It doesn't have a body. But it's not extension of Hashem's being, but it is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it can't be taken apart. And that's what the Rambam says, that the Yichud, and the Ichud we have to believe in, the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is one in a way really beyond our imagination. We can't even imagine what that means, because we can separate things that are whole. We can, you know, separate a chair into the seat back and the base and the legs and just pull it apart. But you can't take a Kadosh Baruch Hu apart. So it is all one of the Echad. That's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And then he just ends. If we really work on this emuna, so that should give us a sense of humility. To realize we're just one screw in the big plan of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Moving the Bria. And obviously we're supposed to do what we're supposed to do. And we learn and do mitzvot the way we're supposed to do. And we work and we make a living the way we do what we're supposed to be doing. But at the end of the day, really just a screw in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's great machine, or Kadosh Baruch Hu's not even his machine, Kadosh Baruch Hu's essence. We all are one big part. We are part of a small part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So hopefully that should, you know, should give us chizuk. He also points out, when we talk about Mesiras Nefesh, he said the highest level, not Mesiras Nefesh, you know, people think like, okay, I'm me, and I give myself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avada, that's a very high level. If I'm Moser myself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, but the highest level, and he says the story of Rabbi Akiva dying, but the highest level is to realize that I'm not even giving anything to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving Kadosh Baruch Hu just himself. It's not, I don't have anything in my own, and I'm not my own person. I am Mevutal to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to his Ratzon, and hopefully as we go through life with this Emunah, we really will stay on the right path, because I don't exist independently. I exist as part of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore my existence should be all about doing the will of Hashem.